The Big K Morning Show, thank you for choosing us. Hopefully you're getting back into a new routine if you're dealing with kids going to school. Tens of thousands of kids started back yesterday, adding to some of the schools that started different days last week. And I think by the time we get to Tuesday after Labor Day, pretty much everyone's back in school. That said, the Labor Day weekend is upon us here in the next few days. Travel this summer has broken records. Let's start there with Bob Kerlick, who is the Vice President of Media Relations for the Allegheny County Airport Authority. And, of course, that includes Pittsburgh International. Bob, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. Thank you for having me on.
Yeah, you have had, collectively, your hands full this summer. So millions of people, is that an overestimate of have gone through Pittsburgh International Airport in a year?
That's not an overestimate. It has been busy. This is the busiest summer that we have seen since 2005 at Pittsburgh International Airport. And if you think about it, that's really the waning days of the hub. So we are these are passenger counts that really we haven't seen in almost 20 years out there at the airport.
I would imagine, too, when and as we discussed in the past, once you open the new airport, the TSA lines issue, which, you know, you have more passengers, more flights, there's more people, and there have been longer lines than normal, too. But that will mitigate somewhat with the new airport, correct?
That will mitigate somewhat with the new airport. And the reason is, if you think about it, back in the hub days when we had, in 2005, when we had this many people going through Pittsburgh International Airport, they weren't, most of those passengers were not using the checkpoint, right? Because more than half of those, 70% of those passengers were connecting, right? They never saw the checkpoint.
Right.
And so now what we're seeing is, you know, all these people that are using the airport now, they're O&D passengers, meaning those are people that are coming to and from Pittsburgh. So if this is the busiest that this checkpoint has ever been in the history of the airport. And so with the new terminal coming online, we are going to see, there'll be a few extra checkpoint, or excuse me, there'll be a few extra screening machines that go through the checkpoint. But more importantly, you're going to have one consolidated larger checkpoint that's going to be able to really streamline the security experience, because TSA will be able to maximize staff in a way that they can't do with the two existing checkpoints today. And you'll have one larger consolidated checkpoint that's going to be able to be staffed more appropriately the whole day, right? Because they won't have to expend staff to open up a secondary checkpoint. So yes, with the new terminal coming online, we're going to see a much better and smoother security experience.
You know, Bob, this is a part of a trend of the infrastructure around the country is starting to catch up with the demand. We have new airports coming online in Portland. Salt Lake City just opened one, New Orleans, Kansas City, a new one at LaGuardia, a new terminal over at, Newark, Liberty. This is an exciting time in aviation.
It is an exciting time in aviation, and we're seeing a lot of airports. Look at Cleveland right now. They're just getting started, really, on what they're going to be doing. They're ready to unveil some new plans. So we feel like that we are ahead of the curve a little bit in terms of we're ready to go with the infrastructure that's really meeting the needs of today's travel environment. And we're seeing, yes, those new ones that just opened, and we're seeing a lot more that are coming behind us as well.
We're with Bob Kerlick with Pittsburgh International Airport. And Bob, before we move on to a special day today, I do want to ask you about this weekend and those TSA lines. So what are you seeing off and on a daily basis, and what are you recommending for air travelers?
Well, as we look forward to the Labor Day weekend, it's going to be a busy travel weekend. TSA came out earlier this week and last week saying that this is going to be the busiest Labor Day for air travel ever. So for us, what that means at Pittsburgh International Airport, when we look at the days, the most traveled, most heavily traveled days, Thursday, Friday, and Monday, of course, are going to be the busiest days, and probably Thursday, really Thursday and Friday when you hone in on it and look at it for us. So we expect probably close to 35,000 people per day that are going to be using the airport, and expect long lines in the morning. Really, the long lines that everyone's talking about, it's that early morning bank between 5 to 8 a.m., 5 to 9 a.m., and you know, if you're checking a bag, if you don't have TSA PreCheck, you need to get there 2 or 3 hours in advance. Now, if you have TSA PreCheck, you should be fine. Two hours is more than enough time. Or if you have a midday flight or even a late afternoon flight. times, typically 2 hours is usually should be sufficient as well.
All right, that's a good heads up. And what's happening today? I know you, ironically, as an airport going to the National Aviary, where there are a lot of birds.
We do have a, we do have an event at the Aviary tonight. So we are celebrating the 1 year anniversary of our Pit to Work program. And what that is, it's a workforce development program that we launched last year in conjunction with Partner for Work and a lot of trade organizations, where we are using the new terminal project as a way to leverage workforce development in the region to help people gain skills in the construction industry and the trades to be able to get meaningful jobs and career training. So we have seen more than 50 people come through classes to get that construction certification, trades training. And a lot of these people, they get hired by the unions right out of the trade classes that we are doing in conjunction with Partner for Work. And it's really changed a lot of lives. We've gotten excellent feedback from the people that have gone through the classes, and that some of these people are actually that have been hired, that have gone through these classes, that have been hired by the unions, are actually working on the new terminal full time now. And so it's really come full circle. It's a program we're really proud of, and it's something that's been fantastic for the community as well.
Partner for Work and Pit to Work, 1 year anniversary today. And by the way, Bob, I've seen from a distance, you know, when I went up to the alternate checkpoint through the glass there, if you walk in that corridor, you can see the new airport. It's there and it's getting close. We don't have any hard opening date because you know how construction projects are. You never know exactly, but it will be next year, right?
It will be next year. And anybody that's coming into the terminal, when you are turning into the airport from the Parkway West, you can really see it off in the distance and it looks fantastic. And if anybody's flying out and they want to catch a glimpse of it up close, if they walk down concourses C or D, if they have some extra time in the morning, they can really look out those concourse windows and get a great view. Larry, for you, anytime you want to come out, we'll be happy to give you a tour on the construction site out there. Get your hard hat, get some vests, and show you around.
Oh, I like that. I'll probably have to call Shumway to come with me from KDK TV, my old radio partner. He loves that stuff.
He'd put on his little vest and his hat.
Hard hat and a vest. You got it. Well, happy anniversary today, and thank you, Bob. We'll check in, and I'm going to do that. We'll come out, we'll do some interviews, and talk about the new airport. Thank you.
That'd be great. Thanks for having me on.
You got it. Bob Kerlick, who is Vice President of Media Relations with the Allegheny County Airport Authority, which, of course, the big biggie is Pittsburgh International.
And, of course, one of the things that we didn't get to talk about, and I want to mention real quickly, not only are we getting a brand-new terminal that's so much closer to the gates and more convenient with a faster process for getting through, but the concourses are going to be improved as well. Did you hear about that?
Yes.
Yeah, it's going to be like a new airport on the inside completely.
And do you know when this airport opened? The late Fred Hansberger and I, who was a great star on this radio station for many years, and I did a show as the opening ceremony in what they called the old Rainbow Machine.
Was that 92 or 93?
I think it's 93.
Yeah.
And we were interviewing everybody back then about this exciting new airport.
What an upgrade it was. I remember changing planes at the old Greater Pittsburgh International, and those concourses were crowded.
My buddy Tony, let's see if I can find this. This is actually excellent, where he says he's gone through just being here. Something doesn't make sense to me. I'm less than 70 years old. I've been through 3 airports, 3 baseball stadiums, 3 football stadiums, 3 hockey arenas. You know what that means, Tony? You're getting old. That's actually kind of amazing.
I do remember when the new terminal opened, and man, that was a big deal.